matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Morning Focus here with you until 12 noon. Thanks very much for your company. 0861 800 964. Let's look ahead just a little bit now to Saturday and the beginning of the 57th West Clare Drama Festival in Dunbeg. Rita McInerney, one of the organisers, joins us in studio ahead of this one. Good morning to you, Rita.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us in the programme this morning. We'll get on to this year in a second, but I'm always so encouraged to see numbers like the 57th of anything. It shows this deep-seated and deep-rooted tradition, love, call it as you will, passion for drama in Dunbeg.
There certainly is. It's very much an integral part of life in West Clare. There's lots of very strong and popular groups, and I suppose having a festival then cements that in terms of you have somewhere where they come together with other groups around the country and are adjudicated and presented over a festival of drama, and you get that variety. But there certainly is a love and a knowledge of drama in West Clare. And we have four of the founding members still involved with the festival. Great. To this day, which is amazing and a testament to their longevity and persistence, because there were some lean times, but certainly they have stuck it out and supported the festival and made sure it's still alive and well.
Why are the audiences still coming back?
I think it's the variety, because you get such a variety of plays over the festival, over the 10 nights, and people can compare and contrast. And that's one thing. And I suppose part of the culture of Ireland is the way we're storytellers and we can write. So we've strong Irish playwrights, old and new, which is great to see. And then you have that mix of the English, traditional English comedy, which is very welcomed as well. And that blend of American writers as well that we associate with. That's one part of it, the variety. And then I think it's the support, obviously. We wouldn't be there only for the audiences.
Sure.
People love that live theatre, whatever it is about, you know, whether, you know, TV or video or whatever. But having that live theatre and that live emotion, and whether it be comedy or sadness or melodrama, you know, the people love to see that on a one-to-one basis, you know, within a couple of feet of them, and the reaction and the interaction with the audience and the response that the audience give to the actors. You know, we can't always get to Broadway or the West End or Dublin, and certainly the talent and the expertise and the professionalism of the groups that come to West Clare and come to the festival has stayed throughout.
No, you're right. And I mean, look at particularly Over the Wolf is here in Glore, you do get a lot of very good drama, and there is an opportunity and an outlet for people locally to enjoy that. But you're never outside of festivals going to have an opportunity to see plays, and I've what attracts me is the writer, you know, the from the likes of Martin McDonagh, who's, you know, just over in the Oscars, from Mike Lee, from Tennessee Williams, from Noel Coward, from John B, you know, the wonderful writers, each and every one of them. And because you're in the competition circuit, the groups that are putting it on are pushing themselves, they want to do as good of a performance as they can, not just for the audience but for themselves. So you have very good writing, and a group that's pushing itself very hard, you get a very good production.
You certainly do, and I suppose it's quite unique in that there isn't a festival process like it, I don't think, anywhere in the world, where there's, you know, that blend of your professionalism and your amateur, because and I think that's something we're used to in Ireland. Even with the GAA, you'd say it's bordering on professionalism, because you have that professional adjudicator who has the knowledge and the expertise and is practicing all of the time, and they're meeting amateur groups who are pushing themselves and looking to do the best. And oftentimes people have come from the amateur. Jamie Dornan even came from the amateur circuit. You know, people move on from that as well. So it's very much part of of the uniqueness of it is that blend of professionalism and amateur to create the best you can do.
Jimmy Dornan got on to 50 Shades of Grey and that sort of stuff. We won't see that in a stage in Dubeg, I would suggest, at any stage in the years to come. But what will we see this year? What are you looking forward to?
Well, certainly I'm looking forward to this year that you know, all of the plays are suitable for a wide variety of audiences and all ages. So that's something that is to be welcomed. And there's a lot of comedy this year. There's a lot of farce. There's a lot of melodrama to be had. So, and even in the ones that are quite dramatic plays, there is comedy elements going through them as well. So it's going to be a very fun and entertaining and interesting festival this year. We have a lot of our old friends back in terms of groups from around the country, people that audiences are very familiar with, but we have our own Clare groups as well. So that's all that creates such a mixture and such a blend of for the festival.
Maybe tell us about those first of all, and Mark people's cards in terms of when they can, because you will, I'm sure, have people who travel out for what would be a relatively local one for themselves to see their own local group on tour, as it still is in effect. A lot of Clare groups are certainly a good number of Clare groups performing in Dunbeg this year.
Certainly, yes, we have Cora Finn are coming, of course, with Big Maggie, that classic John B. Keane. You have Ennis who are coming to us with Stolen Child, which has its comedy elements as well, and obviously has a serious undertone as well. We welcome our East Clare friends, Slivakti, who are doing a comedy, Moon Glow.
One of your winners last year, weren't they?
Yes, certainly were. And then we have Oak Hill Players from Knockera, who are doing Happy Birthday, Dear Alice. Again, a mix of a Bernard Farrell classic, a mix of drama and sadness, but also with comedy elements through it. And it's great to see Oak Hill come to Dunbeg, because they had been on the one act circuit, or one act drama. They'd performed a number of one act plays over the last couple of years, and this is their first time out on the three act circuit,
which is a much bigger undertaking, obviously.
Certainly, yes, and we're delighted to have them as a local group, and they will learn from the experience, and it'll be a very pleasurable experience. You know, when you meet adjudicators and they look to enhance and improve for all of the groups. And so we're delighted to have four very strong Clare groups with us for the festival. And then we have our friends from Cork, Kilmeen and Ballyduff, and, you know, groups that have come to us year on year. Enniscorthy come to us as well and travel. And then our neighbours up in Galway, Compondas Lir, who we didn't have last year because of they had adjudicator in another venue, the same adjudicator, so they didn't come last year. So we're delighted to have them back, another very strong group who have also won the All-Ireland in the past.
Very good indeed. No Dunbeg group this year?
No, unfortunately we don't have a group this, we don't have a play performance this year.
You've a lot going on, I know, next year as well.
We certainly do. Dunbeg of course won the Confined All-Irelands last year, so yeah. Next year they will be in their next outing onto the circuit, they will be in a different category, they will be in the open section, so they're looking forward to that. But there is drama happening in Dunbeg locally as well, in that the drama group are putting on a one act play and also a collage of theatre, so watch this space, that's going to happen around Easter time after the festival, so there'll still be plenty of drama to be had. So it's great to see the local group still working away in the background and performing, though they're not on the circuit.
Absolutely indeed. Just to mark people's cards, the Slivakti group will be on Monday evening. There's Moon Glow by Kim Kearney. John B. Keane and Big Maggie will be performed by the Cora Finn Dramatic Society on Tuesday. This is all next week, so that's Tuesday the 13th, Slivakti the night before. Happy Birthday Dear Alice by the Oak Hill Players from Knockera on Thursday the 15th, and Stolen Child by the Ennis Players on Friday the 16th. You're even on Patrick's Day, I note, as well.
Yes, yeah, we actually had to, and we were probably lucky because of the weather last weekend, and there was plenty of disruption to a lot of the festivals, and in fairness, they all the groups and the adjudicators in the festivals worked together to reschedule last week because there was a lot of performances that didn't happen on Thursday and Friday, even Wednesday night around the country. So they've all been rescheduled their dates and have fitted the groups back in, because, you know, obviously if you're competing for the All-Ireland final, every performance counts in terms of your award towards the All-Ireland. So, you know, they had to be ensured that they were able to reslot groups back into the festival, and that has all been done, and they're continuing around the country over the next couple of weeks. So and of course on Saturday night we're delighted to have Ennis native Jackie Scanlon to open the festival. Jackie's originally from West Clare and has been a member of the Ennis players for a long time, and is also chairperson of the DLI. So we're delighted to have Jackie officially open the festival on Saturday night, and a great play that he gets to open as well, the festival, with Blythe Spirit, Noel Coward comedy, one of my own favourites.
Very good indeed. That's starting this Saturday and then running through until the following Monday week, the 19th, when Ennis Gourlay bring the curtain down, and hopefully the house down too, with the Beauty Queen of Lennan by Martin McDonagh. Tickets available on the door every evening?
Tickets available on the door. We have all the information up on our website, West Clare Drama Festival Doombeg, .com, but also on the Facebook. All of the information is there, and we're continually posting information about the performances that are coming up. Doors open at 7, curtain at 8 p.m. We also offer a season ticket, which has two benefits. You save a little bit of money if you intend to attend as 6 nights or more, but also you get to reserve your seating for that if you are a season ticket holder. Otherwise, it's first come, first served on the door at the night.
Let me finish it then with this. Why should people, maybe who haven't tried out this before, maybe looking for something to do next week, maybe looking to get out of the house this weekend after being cooked up for a few days, why should they try drama?
Because it's the expression that you get from drama. It's the you see that live stage theatre. There is nothing else like it. It's not an experience you will get from the TV or the cinema, and the emotion and the sense of storytelling is amazing, and it is a very unique experience, and that's why we have people that come from being very young and have come up every year and have returned and have very fond memories of coming to plays throughout the years, and it's also the interaction that the audience has with each other in discussing the play, and often the topics resonate. It's all about storytelling, it's all about relationships, it's all about people interacting. So it resonates at some level with everybody, I think. And also hearing from the professional adjudicator at the end of the performance, their knowledge and imparting, and you'll certainly learn something. You'll experience something in terms of emotion, and you'll certainly learn something if you attend any of the performances.
Not too bad at all. It's a good sales pitch, as I say. West Clare Drama Festival, Dunbeg.com, has got all of the details in terms of who on when, and as Rita mentioned, the performances start each evening at 8 o'clock, with the doors opening at 7 and tickets available on the door, and the season ticket as well available too, ahead of the West Clare Drama Festival in Doombeg, which of course will be even bigger next, well I don't say it'll be even bigger next year because I don't want to put down this year's one, but very different next year with the All-Ireland Confined coming to Doombeg as well.
It certainly will, because it'll be all of the it'll be the ultimate confined groups from around the country. There will be a mixture of groups that say that would not necessarily travel to Doombeg, so that's in itself is a unique experience. You're going to get groups that you have never seen before perform in Doombeg, because once the All-Ireland has chosen a location, that's where it's on and that's where you have to
exactly,
go.
Yeah.
So it'll certainly be a different festival next year, but I think we have a long tradition due to the big committee that we have, everyone that helps out from the box office to the cleanup, to the stage management, to every element of it, that it will be a different experience, but it will be just that little bit extra that we have to add on to showcase what West Clare is about, what drama in Doonbeg is about, and the love we have for it. So it'll be a little bit extra special next year, but just as good.
Absolutely, indeed. Well, look, that's next year. That's 2019. The 2018 festival, as we mentioned, starting this Saturday and running through then until the following Monday week, March 19th, chair of the West Clare Drama Festival, Rita McInerney. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
All the very best. Of course, we're giving you an opportunity to go along as well with tickets to give away for a performance of your choice each day on the programme this week. And I will be letting you know how you can get involved in that, potentially winning that prize, and also a ticket for their fundraising raffle, which could see you win a car or one of a host of other great prizes as well. I'll let you know you can get involved in that in a couple of minutes' time.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your holiday. Barcelona, Rios and Toronto coming soon. Explore more on shannonairport.ie.